This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The problem of paper coffee cups is now becoming a more prominent recycling issue following that of plastic straws. The insulation on cups requires special recycling, so many of such cups just end in landfills. Of senior executives surveyed about meetings, 71% found them unproductive and inefficient. 65% said they kept them from their own work. 64% said they inhibited deep thinking, and 62% said meetings missed opportunities to bring people closer together. A bank teller for HSBC in suburban London refused to make a $2 million transfer when she discovered the account supposedly had $500 million deposited, and in so doing unraveled a $500 million bank heist in Angola, dating to the last days of President José Eduardo dos Santos's 38-year rule. National Study of Learning, Voting, and Engagement at Tufts University found that 48% of college students voted in the 2016 presidential election and 18% voted in the 2014 midterms. By contrast, 67% of people aged 45 to 65 voted in 2016, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Former military and national security officials say President Donald Trump's order to send 5,200 active duty troops to hardened ports of entry along the Mexican border just 8 days before the midterms is a craven misuse, to quote, of military resources and a, to quote, political stunt, end quote. Conservative think tank the Freedom Foundation says this persuaded 25,000 public employees to stop paying union dues since the Supreme Court's decision in Janus versus AFSCME. Hardly the mass exodus advertised. Trump's visit to Pittsburgh, perhaps meant to show sympathy for the victims in the synagogue shooting, triggered more controversy, with protests linking his rhetoric with the violence, and no area, major politicians, Republican or Democrat, willing to be seen with him. The so-called capabilities approach to economic development holds that progress should be measured by things like increases in life expectancy and education, rather than simply income. Daily fluctuation in the prices of stocks, bonds, currencies, and commodities like copper and gold are currently at their most extreme levels since 2008, when the last financial crisis began, according to data from the German bank Berenberg. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.